Bob.
Hello. It's the Rick Emerson radio program.
Thank you for coming along.
Don't look at my shoes. 503-733-2970. 503-733-2970. You can also email if you like. It's Rick at RickEmerson.com. It is Rick at RickEmerson.com. And Scotty talks to himself sometimes, too, just so you know. If you walk by that studio sometime, occasionally you'll hear him in there giving himself a little pep talk. Which is, it's kind of like, okay, all right, now we're going to finish this, and then we're going to move on. No, it's true. I do it, too. You know,
I do it, too.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing to be embarrassed by, Scotty J. Lots of people do that. Sort of a John McClane kind of a thing. Come on by. Have a few laughs. Yeah. All right, it's 503-733-2970. Make way, please, for your president, prophet, seer, and revelator. He is Tim Riley.
It's time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
So everybody's back to work today, and everything's getting back to normal. They also reopened Salmon Street over by the Mac Club, which was the site of the Dodge car, so you can try it yourself.
Oh, man. And let me just tell you how I almost... This is a little bit of instant karma. See, because it was in my car. Am I the only one who thinks this sounds vaguely like some sort of bedwetting sound effect in a cartoon? You know what I mean? It's just, it has sort of a...
No.
Okay.
Maybe you could win a Wii.
I don't think anybody's going to
be... Oh, how about a bedwetting contest? That'd be fun.
How would... I'm
who can die from bedwetting?
Kind of, I don't know. When I hear this, I think bedwetting for some reason. Am I alone?
Yes. Clearly alone. You stand alone.
Do I stand alone? Yes. Yes, you do. They're really... Okay, first of all, A, instant car... Ma is funny. I think we're the first people in Portland to say that. That's our joke now. No one else can use it. If you use it, Scotty will come and he will break your legs. Secondly, what was my second thing? Second, what were we just saying? We were just talking about something.
Streets reopening.
Yeah, but then there was some other observation I was going to make. Blah, blah, blah. Instant karma. Well, I forget what it was. Anyway, but, you know, here's the thing is that... we were talking about that guy, and I mean, the number of people we have talked to, and you know the video I'm talking about, it's that one from King TV, and it's on, it said Salmon Street by the Mac Club.
Yeah.
The number of people I've talked to who think that that was intentional, I mean, maybe they don't think that that is intentional, but they certainly agree that it looks intentional. I mean, I understand that it's on a hill, and what's his name, the guy, angry guy from yesterday, the East Coast, you know, Rick, let me tell you a few things about a few things. That guy was called up yesterday. I understand that it probably wasn't, and it's on a hill and so forth, but if you watch that video on King TV, it looks for all the world like that guy's just trying to hit every bumper. Like that guy just figures the car is totaled anyway, so he might as well just have a little fun on the way down. That's what it looks like. So here's this morning.
He's laughing hysterically. Well, we don't know if that happened. We don't want to make harsh accusations.
Wouldn't you? I mean, after the first two hits.
Sitting there with a Slurpee.
I mean, after you bump the first car. Oh, see, now it makes me want to go watch it again. I think I might just bring it up just so I can view it right here while we're talking.
Like 50,000 people view this thing every minute.
It's amazing. I mean, there's really no point. I was going to say we ought to try to interview the guy who took the footage, but really, what's the point? So you pointed the camera? Yes. All right, there you go. End of interview. Let me just bring this up right here again. And you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, you can go to rickemerson.com. It's yesterday's blog entry.
It'll take forever to load because everyone's looking at it right now.
Everybody in the whole country is trying to watch it, and they're laughing at us and ridiculing our inability to drive. So you're going to have to be okay. We kind of have a slow load time. But anyway, so it's the first blog entry of yesterday. But I'm watching this, and the guy, it's the first car, I think, and I'm going to have to load this video now to be sure. But it's this the first car that goes down. And he's the one, I mean, it really is amazing. I mean, he's like the Michael Jordan of car accidents because he hits every single one.
So what we need to find out is the damage to the Volvo and put it in a Volvo commercial.
That's fantastic. Okay, let's see if they can
get
the load here.
Their slogan is Volvo for life.
All right, so here we go. So this is the footage now, and this means...
Everybody watch.
Okay, one. That's one car.
We never get tired of this.
No, not at all. One car. Lamp post. Third car. Second lamppost. Curb. I mean, right... and then he rolls backward, I think, and I think he's still got one more to hit. Or did you say it's a woman? It looks like a PT Cruiser. Are you sure it's a Volvo? And then, bam, that counts as three right there because she... No, four, because she pushes four cars into each other. And finally, the final lamppost there. All right, so there you go. And then all of the other cars start down. So that's... I lost track. That's like seven cars. I mean,
okay, let's see somebody beat that.
We gotta offer money. That'll be our
contest. Seatbelts. Who needs seatbelts?
while corking up your privates and refusing to urinate for a week. can I just tell you this? So this whole thing, I know we're jumping topics here, but this the wee for a wee thing or whatever it is. That prompted this friend of Lara's, who I will not identify because it's an embarrassing story, to relate the story of when he was in the military, mm-hmm. when he and his friends had a contest for no real... They were betting like a dollar. It really was like a Randolph and Mortimer Duke contest. They were betting like a buck just to see who could... how do I put this? Who could not use the bathroom in the number two sense for the longest time. I think they were allowed to... The number one. But it was a whole lot of... And for no reason. They're in the military. We weren't killing anybody at that time. So, I mean, you got to make your own fun. And so it was a whole lot of who can hold it in their area. Who can not relieve themselves that way for the longest time in any solid form. And I swear to God, it was like 12 days, the winner. I mean, that just doesn't... That just defies all logic. Like, that's one of those irresistible force, immovable objects thing. Clearly, you still got to eat, right? Soldiers got to eat, and yet you're not going to the bathroom. That's just a whole lot of wandering around and getting larger every day is what that is. Anyway, so I'm looking at this vehicle crash here, and you're right, that really is a contest in the making. Oh, it's fantastic. And by fantastic, I mean wonderful. I don't even remember what we were talking about here. So there's that, but it almost does look intentional. Oh, so then this morning... I'm taking Lara to work, and she works up in the hill. And so it almost, man, the chickens almost came home to roost, though, because I'm driving up this hill, and there's this one road. There's three different roads you can take to get to the top of OHSU up there on the hill. And which road do I pick? And in all fairness, it wasn't even me. It was Lara going, take that one over there. It looks less crowded. Now, when you hear that a road is less crowded because it's in the middle of wintertime.
So did that family from San Francisco.
oh, too soon. It's
I'm stating a fact.
It's not too soon.
Well, you know what I was just thinking?
We were making fun of that guy who jumped off the Paramount the same day.
But you know what I was thinking about this. Salmon Street next to the Mac Club. We should have rushed up there and hung up station banners on both sides of that street.
Why didn't we do that? Oh, we're fools. Scotty, God damn it, why didn't you do that?
Oh. Is it too late?
That's it, Scotty.
They've reopened the street.
You're going to be disciplined. It's going to be a flogging.
That would be the world's greatest promotion.
I don't know why we didn't do that. You know what else we should have done? We should have just found...
Oh, what he could have, should have.
All the things I do over. We should have... Susan Reynolds, you know, the next thing we should have done, we should have just taken and bannered up a car and just shoved it down a hill that at the bottom was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but set up some stuff at the bottom. We have a dumpster, right? A dumpster is a pretty big, heavy, solid metal object.
We had a toilet, not
we
more.
We should have taken the dumpster from first, put it at the bottom of a hill. We get some vehicle nobody's driving, say a 4Runner with no seats, zzz, down the hill, bam, into the dumpster. We set up the footage, station logo on it, incidentally. Or you do a zoom in on the sticker that's on the back bumper of the car. Oh, man. Oh, see, the hindsight, 2020.
I'm in the wrong business.
It's true. Anyway, so we're going up this, we're going to the OHSU this morning, and Lara's like, yeah, take that one road over there that seems less traveled. Don't take the road less traveled, kids. Robert Frost didn't know what he was talking about. You take the one that's traveled frequently and that has lots of gas stations by there. Take the one that the Red Cross knows about.
It's easy to get that lock up the gate.
See? I don't think it's too soon any longer. I think it's just about time.
I think that train has left the barn.
The train has left the barn. I think... okay. Anyway, so we're going up the hill. And it's that thing where we get about halfway up this sort of snow-covered hill, and then the wheels just going, and then the most unnerving thing happened this morning. And I'm in like a Focus, right? I'm not in a winter vehicle. Going up, and I hate to stereotype, following the advice of a woman against my better judgment. Because I should have just gone up the other road. But she said, no, go up this one. It'll be faster. Because in many ways, Lara is sort of the manlier one of this. In some situations, because she's much more outdoorsy than I am. She, you know, she's the one who hikes and camps and fishes and whatever, rappels down mountains or whatever. I'm the guy that just wants to take a safe road or maybe just stay home today. She's like, no, go up that hill. We can make it.
You take that romantic walk on the beach. I'll be sitting here waiting for you when you get back.
I'm going to go walk down by these logs. And so, but then the most unnerving thing happens, which is a light on the dashboard that I have never seen before came on this morning. And
danger. Is that the red triangle? The red triangle of death is flashing.
No. No, it wasn't. It's not the red triangle of death, but it's the one that just says goodbye. Press here to end your life quickly. No, the anti-brake system light. Who even knew that there was a light that said ABS? And it and of course, then I'm distracted by the light. So I'm heading up a hill, which is at the top of several other hills. So had I slid, I mean, it really would have been like da-dun, da-dun, da-dun. Like, I would have been...
As the car's going up the hill sideways.
I would have been inside an Escher painting, just rolling down the hill, one hill after another. Meanwhile, this light comes on with a little sound. Bing. And I look down at ABS. And I really ought to be focusing on not dying as I'm trying to drive to OHS. You mean I'm going, alibino, bzz, but, you know, and I'm just trying to sounding out what it is. And finally I figure out, oh, there are no brakes. because the brakes have become caked with ice and I can't stop the car. And so I'm sliding down the hill. And then there are only two choices. I can continue to slide backward and go down a gradual hill. Or I can try to turn around, but if I have to turn around, I have to turn around in this tiny little area about the size of, I don't know, a very small parking lot. And if I go over to the side even way too much, I go down this hill that literally, it's like a 70-degree drop. I mean, it's just insane. And what am I hearing in my head? I'm hearing, going, idiot DJ Rick Emerson killed this morning with, you know, and what are you going to do? I mean, and then I'm, the radio is on and it's sort of blaring and I've got Stephanie Miller going in the back of the room and I'm like, oh, I got to turn that off. And so I hit the button on the dashboard trying to turn off the radio and instead I hit the AM/FM button and it flips over and it's on the smooth jazz station. And I'm trying to stop the car from skidding. The red ABS light is blinking. I don't know what it means. There's a hill off to my right there. Cars coming up behind us. They can't see that we're sliding. I've got the smooth jazz filling the car. Every time I try to turn the smooth jazz down, it just goes louder for some reason. So I've got... And Songbird by Kenny G is playing at full volume in the car as I'm sliding towards my doom over a precipice. I mean... Scotty something don't stay off the road. Yes. I shouldn't be on the roads. Anyway. Well, I give you permission to make fun of my death should it happen like that. It's okay.
So what was the outcome? This is like a cliffhanger. In more the ways than one.
A cliffhanger.
I see you were saved. The worst part is
God.
That
I prayed to Jesus.
To live another day.
Well, amazingly, I tried to pray to God a few weeks ago, but the lines were all busy. Apparently, the guys at Mount Hood are no longer praying. So I was able to get through.
You got the God in India. See if they can help you.
Hello. You have been praying to God. Now, have you tried? That's a great idea for a morning show bit. Praying to God and it's been outsourced.
Yeah.
If you are a Muslim, please to be pressing 1. If you are a Jew, please to be pressing 2. If you are a Catholic. And then you press 3 because you're Catholic and you just get the same guy faking an Irish accent. Well, hello. So, meanwhile, there's like 3 cars coming up behind us. And then we have to do this really complicated dance where we all have to kind of turn because they've seen...
You're about to knock them over like bowling pins.
Like duck pins. And they've seen my folly. They've seen me go halfway up and you know they're going, oh, we don't want to be like that guy. And you, meanwhile, and this is the other thing, halfway up the hill we're sliding down and I look in the rearview mirror and I can just see the glow of the headlights over the hill as I realize cars are coming behind us. They're getting out of the way to let me slide past them into my death. Mm-hmm. And here's the worst. slash best part of this is because we now live in America, you know that inside there's a lot of, give me that cell phone! There's a whole lot of fumbling for a video camera inside as much. And of course, are they going to help? Are they going to get out? Are they going to offer to stop the car? Are they going to turn me around? No. And you'll have to just picture this in your head. But here's what it's going to be. You have to look at it from their perspective. You look at it from their perspective, it's them holding up a cell camera as my car just slides into frame, me at the window.
Does anybody have a better angle of the car that just tumbled over the cliff?
And then me sliding out of frame. You know, just going down the hill. So we very, very slowly turned around, inched our way all the way down to the bottom of the hill.
Now, one would think, since this is a hospital...
A federal hospital.
That the road to it would be clear, would you not think?
Yeah, it's a federal hospital.
Oh, okay.
Hospital.
Federal pretty much sums it up.
Oh, God.
The federal government taking care of their own.
Oh, God. All right. I don't even know what we were talking about.
It's been more than amusing.
It was not amusing this morning. Try the tram. That's the other thing, is the tram is still running, which is insane.
Oh, is that the Disneyland ride that takes you to the top of the hill?
Totally. You know, I want to go up there and just throw bolts off. And just throw nuts and bolts.
A bunch of teenagers are going to rock it to see if they can snap it right off. It falls right on you. Slams right into
you. You know, it'll fall right into Clyde's house. That's where it'll fall.
Oh, yeah.
Clyde lives directly underneath the tram. We should have a contest if you can drop something onto Clyde's house from the tram.
Oh, like water balloons?
Here's the thing. Don't tempt me. The thing is...
A meteorite.
We should totally drop some alien crap on the Clyde's house from the tram. We should totally give up on Clyde's house and just drop bags of protoplasm and ball bearings. And just see him coming and go, now look, the government won't tell you this, but I have retrieved this. And then just some, here's the thing, and I have a pass to the tram, though, that's the thing. Oh. Someone I know can get me on the tram, so I'm tempted to actually take it just to see the whole deal.
Who runs the tram? Is there somebody in a... Tram? Is there somebody on the ground pushing buttons and
I don't know the answer.
Having
to that.
A joystick or something?
A carny, some guy who's left over from the Tilt-A-Whirl ride this June. Some killing time until the Rose Festival. Let's see here, Alexander, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. We haven't really done much news.
There, it doesn't matter.
This is Rick. Hello.
Hello.
So, as far as contests go, because that's exactly what's needed at this point in time. You could have a vehicle at the top of the hill, and the people try to hit as many cars on their way down. And as prize, you could have a guitar. And the name of this wonderful contest would be Fender Bender for a Fender.
No, someone could get hurt.
Yes, and we would not want to engage in any contest.
No, it's okay. We'll have everybody
the state
sign
back
a waiver.
Good looking out, Tim. No, that would be wrong.
We are totally against this idea.
I'm opposed to any contest in which people could be harmed. Aren't you, Alexander?
No, they'll sign a waiver.
No, you're not playing along.
Oh, yeah. No,
too late.
Too late.
No, it's too late. You suck the life right out of the bill.
Has anybody showed up yet for the contest?
I'm not sure.
We told them to be here by 6 a.m.,
right. And
then at 6 a.m., we're going to rally them all together. Starting at 6:15, they're going to start drinking their water.
Yes, the water's here. Fester's here. He's going to drink with them.
Oh, good. Fester, did you drink?
There's Fester at the webcam.
How much water do you think you can drink before you have to wee? We're going to be drinking like...
I did like 2 gallons.
2 gallons?
Oh, dude.
Can't you get water poisoning and like die?
Water.
Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
Maybe we should have researched this.
I don't know.
Before.
I mean...
my whole thing is, imagine spending your last hours at a drinking with a fat man named Fester. Well, that's no way to end your life. You know, you want to end it with like a $5,000 whore and a cigar somewhere. Instead, you're drinking with a smelly radio station part-timer. Reeks of tacos. Let's see. Well, we should just finish this. We'll come back and try to do some news. Greg, why is no one checking on Fester's health? Fester could be dead for all we know. Greg, hello, sir.
Hello again, Rich. Hey, your ABS brake light.
Did you call earlier today?
I did call earlier, but this is driving me nuts because I actually crashed my car 3 days ago or 4 days ago because of this.
Was that before the storm?
No. It's
on the dry pavement.
Yeah, if you hit wet ice and one of your wheels stops moving and the others don't, the computer tells your brakes that you don't need to have them anymore because it's dangerous for you. So it puts your car into what is effectively freewheel, and it rolls you right on through. And that's what it did. I took my old Suburban with no ABS with bad four-wheel drive to my intersection and said, you know, we're going to the West Hills to work today. Let's go get the new Suburban. It has better traction. So we stopped at the intersection at 7 miles an hour, and it worked. 5 minutes later, we hit the same intersection, same speed, better traction, new tires, and rolled right on into traffic at 7 miles an hour, standing on the brake pedal, and hit a Saturn.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh. But you know, the really funny part about that is again, I view everything with the perspective of what a friend of mine used to call the camera of life.
Uh-huh.
My friend Heather used to call the camera of life. And the camera of life was that you just viewed everything, and I think because we're all just film nerds, we view everything from the perspective of as though it were on a film and we were watching it. And so I'm seeing everything from the third-person perspective. And again, it's you rolling into the intersection with the windows rolled up, and I'm looking inside, and you're just going, no! And you're literally standing up inside as we're screaming through the window, for the love of God! And like, as you're just sort of rolling in the frame, screaming, and then rolling out of the frame, and then out of off-camera, I just hear the crash. Oh, all right, thank you. Thank you, that's Greg. All right, there you go. You can't call again from, like, I don't know. Tim, pick a number.
5.
You may not call again for 5 days. Do we have to break? All right. It's 503. What? Okay. We'll come back. We got Jerry. We have Mike. Cox is calling from the Coop about meat hooks. I don't know why. Tim Riley's going to attempt to do some news. We'll see how that works out. Later on, we got CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop coming up. You stay there. It's the Rick Emerson Show on AM 970 Solid State Radio. I wonder who this Menopause the Musical thing was meant for.
You know, I think my mom went to see that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sure it's amusing. It's just the marketing.
You should bring Lara.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't wait to see it. Why would anybody, you know, the men love it too. First of all, they're advertising this using clip art of a fat woman in a pantsuit. What's not to love? It just screams pay money for this, doesn't it? And then, I mean, men don't enjoy actual menopause. Why would I enjoy singing menopause? If you want to make menopause more bearable, just when you have actual menopause, just sing a little bit.
A hilarious celebration of women and the change.
Yeah. Yeah. Just give us a little jig around the house next time that happens. All right. All right. 503-733-2970. Well, let's take this real quickly. It says unlimited cell time, and it says meat hooks. Hello, sir.
How's it going?
Hey, what's up? What do you have to say about meat hooks, my friend?
I think that was a plot by the fabulous Scotty J, who I forgot to scream in his ear, by the way.
Oh, no. Well, I'll put you back on hold.
No, hey. No, I just found Vito, and we were going to shamelessly pander to your people, so that way, hopefully, we don't have to listen to Creedence.
Oh, no. Pander away, sir.
Okay, so, like, we go to the store to go get our energy rock star crap because we believe that Viso is not in our recent area because we're in the Coove and it's lame here. As we're walking to the store, a coworker comes out with 2 Visos in his hand. We're like, oh, poop. So we go inside and I'm sipping a Vigor and I'm starting to get cracked out. It's nice. It's got 100% of A, D, E, B1, B2, B3, B6, B12, C, biotin, folic acid, something else acid, manganese, zinc, and what sounds like crack. And in this town, it's good, it's legal.
It's not crack. Scotty is insisting that you said something about meat hooks.
I said something about meat hooks?
Yeah.
Oh, I might have.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, sir.
Hey, you guys need an 800 number, by the way, because my ghetto ass doesn't have long distance.
You're on a cell phone. Your cell phone doesn't have long distance?
I'm on a phone that I don't pay the bill.
Oh, I see. Are you on a work phone?
Possibly.
All right. Okay. Excellent. Thank you, sir.
But I wasn't on hold for long.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for finding Viso. Thank you for enjoying it.
Hey, F Matt with a can of empty Viso.
All right. Thank you, sir. There you go. That's Cox. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Tim Riley, the Ministry of Truth.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I was waiting for the music.
Oh.
Well,
we're
not that it's necessary.
We're already in the news hour.
I forgot that we were.
Let's start it again. Ladies and gentlemen, at the Ministry of Truth, here's Tim Riley.
Time for the Rick Emerson Noon News Hour from AM 970 Solid State Radio. And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Our top story, Enter Kill. Entercom in crisis.
Enter Kill. Wait, hold on. Where's our intercom sounder?
So here we go.
Fantastic.
The winner of Entercom Radio Sacramento.
The winner.
Water drinking contest. Now realizes what happened to the runner-up could have happened to her.
Oh, wait, hold on. So the woman? Wait a minute. So the woman?
There's a winner. There is a winner.
It's us.
The second runner-up cannot take over her duties if something might happen to her. Now, we're not sure if there's a third woman or not.
I this whole time I thought the woman who died was the winner. I mean, I know that
how
sounds...
How can you possibly win?
Well, I thought maybe she went the extra mile. I thought it was like one of those gripping, like one of those exciting sports films where the guy makes the touchdown and then dies of cancer the next day, having won the big game. You know what I mean?
That wouldn't be a happy ending.
Or like, or where the horse wins the Kentucky Derby and it has to be destroyed because it has scurvy.
What's the promo supposed to sound like when this contest is over? Scotty, would you make a promo for this contest?
I never really thought about that either. Oh, they're not going to be able to recycle that at all. They're not going to be... If you haven't heard whatever the hell that station is lately...
Has anybody showed up yet for the...
Oh, God. You're right. So...
If you haven't heard the Pinky and Betty show...
So, not only did she die... She didn't win.
No.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh. That's not too soon.
It's just right.
Fantastic. All right. Interkill. Okay.
So, the winner spoke. Her name is Lucy Davidson. She was the only other contestant who drank the water. So, there were only two people. And somebody had to win, and it was her. She drank as much water as strange. She managed to hold it a little bit better. And she remembers the scene after the contest was over.
As soon as we went to the bathroom, we both came out of the stalls. I looked over at her, and she probably looked as pale as I did.
So why did she live and the other woman die?
I don't know.
Who knows?
God works in mysterious ways.
It was just her time. It was her time, and the mechanism was Entercom Radio. All right. Fantastic.
So Davidson said it didn't take long for her to start feeling awful once the contest finally came to an end.
Then when I got home, it's like I just fell in the door and crawled to bed.
Just squished my way to the bed. Why wouldn't you just throw it up? You know what I'm saying? Why
is it good cuts with a promo?
Why would you not just go to the bathroom and just hurl that water up?
We don't know.
All right. Well,
Davidson said her husband spent all day watching over her.
You know, he gave me some salt, some sugars, gave me some orange juice, some Tylenol, constantly checking on me all day.
Just throw up! Whatever. All right.
Remember when does she pick up the prize?
I don't know. That's really the thing I'm really curious about is how does she feel about the new handheld controller and the wrist strap that the Wii comes with? That's really the question that inquiring minds want answered. This is like that time that we made Kyle eat 100 peeps.
We haven't heard from him lately.
No. He just called. Remember that time that we... It was... How long did we give him to eat 100 peeps?
I think a couple hours.
But yeah. He did it.
No, he did it and he lived. You know why? He's made of tougher stuff. The best part about that was when he called me that night. He was like, I'm sleeping on the floor outside the bathroom. I don't want to sleep in my bed tonight. I have to sleep by the toilet. Oh, all right. That's fantastic.
So everybody's waiting for this wrongful death lawsuit against Entercom. Sacramento County Sheriff John McGinnis ordered an investigation, but McGinnis thinks charges are unlikely.
The potential for prosecution in this thing, I think, is, to say the very least, very remote. But the right thing has to be done, and the right thing in this case is to collect what evidence we can, what information that we can, what questions can be appropriately answered, and allow the DA, who has the ultimate filing authority, make the decision with that knowledge in mind.
Investigators need to determine whether or not this is a criminal matter.
Was it simply a sophomore prank that went too far and had a horrible outcome and should it best be resolved in the civil arena? Or is there
evidence
going to
be resolved in the civil arena
that there was some level of knowledge and therefore some intent that can be demonstrated, and with that pursue things criminally? I still think that's a daunting challenge.
Yeah, it
is daunting.
Fred Goldman's on the phone to them right now, giving them tips.
Oh, probably. I saw him on TV again the other night.
Boy, what a loathsome human being he is.
Ugh.
He's Rick. How small must the listenership of that station be that no one with a medical background called them to tell them they were likely to be killing people? Well, they did, though. That's the thing, right? Isn't that? Didn't you have that sound of a nurse?
Yeah,
actually, God, I must have. I'll have to see if I can find that, because
the call screener could have just shooed them all away.
Really, Scotty? That's yes. Just by the way, if somebody ever does call up and they let us know that what we're doing might actually be killing somebody, you might want to let us know about that. Okay. Well, while you're moving forward here with this,
yes,
I will. I'll look and see if I can find, because I have like a full 5 minutes of sound that have to do with it, of those morning DJs on the air doing that. So, all right, I'll kind of look into it.
Well, Michael Devlin scheduled to make his next court appearance March 15th. The 41-year-old man pled not guilty to the kidnapping of Ben Ownby this morning during his arraignment in Franklin County. His words to the judge when asked how he pled were, "I'm not guilty." Now, this is for only one of the boys, by the way. Meanwhile, the parents of the other one, 15-year-old Sean Honbeck, believe their son was sexually abused while in captivity. His parents expressed their opinion on today's edition of the Oprah Winfrey Show, which is B number one.
I've got that right here. So this
B
is
number one.
Hold on.
I have no doubt that, you know, mentally, that he's not the same boy that he was.
Mm-hmm.
You know, physically, we don't see any signs of, you know, anything.
And this is what? This
the
is
parents of one of the boys.
The parent now,
the 15-year-old.
Because there's two, or is there three
two.
Now?
Two.
All right.
There's one missing. Officially, he hasn't been linked to that. Oprah asked Sean Hornbeck's parents about any sexual abuse.
Do you think he was sexually abused?
You know, Oprah's a terrible person. Why would you get parents on national? That's the Scotty J-ification of the world. That's the, where's that James Kim's wife? Why can't we get in here and yell at her for a while until she cries? Mm-hmm. This is Oprah. Why would you ask her?
Do you think he was sexually abused?
Yes.
Do you think he was tortured?
Oh, why would you ask
that? I don't know yet.
Well, you know, there's more than one kind of torture. There's mental torture. There's physical torture.
Oh, what a terrible person
she is.
What a
bad person,
yeah. She is.
Oprah is the worst person who's ever lived.
I mean, all she thinks about is a strong lead into the local news.
That's true. I mean, it's you're right. I mean, it, God. I mean, all right. Well, whatever. So that's Oprah Winfrey. And do you think he was beaten savagely with a tire iron? My listeners want to know. Please help us now. So, all right. Well, that's Oprah badgering the parents about that.
Defense attorney Ethan Collegia says Devlin has pled not guilty, even though he allegedly confessed to kidnapping Ben Ownby.
It is a procedural matter. Judge David Tobin is an associate circuit judge. He has neither the jurisdiction nor the authority under state law to accept a client's plea of guilty, even if that is what he intended to do.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Yeah, I can't seem to find the Wii audio. It's
well, just keep looking.
No, I'm sorry.
We got two more hours to go. We'll
no,
hear what
don't doubt it. No, I'm absolutely looking for it. I'm just trying to remember what day it was.
I mean, there are worse things to be doing with your time.
What day was it? Was it Tuesday or Monday that we played all of that audio from that station? Do you remember?
That
would have been the day before the storm.
No, it wouldn't have been yesterday. It was either Tuesday. It was either Tuesday or Monday.
Let's pick Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right. I like Tuesday.
All right. Well, I'll continue.
Because we initially had, because the first day we didn't have any extra sound. And then the second day was when we got it all.
All right. Okay.
Was it Monday Martin Luther King's birthday?
Yes. Yes, it was. All right. So I will continue to look for that.
Meanwhile, a Vancouver father who fatally injured his daughter in a sledding accident this week never called 911. Instead, Michael Gecko drove his dying 9-year-old to a hospital several miles away. But he did manage to summon his lawyer who came to the hospital in Portland just in time. Apparently, two people had called 911 to report the man driving in circles, towing people behind his pickup truck in the snow. at Thompson Jefferson Middle School Tuesday night. When deputies arrived a short time later, Peter Gecko and more than a half dozen kids with him were gone. He was already en route to the hospital after slamming his 9-year-old daughter against a brick wall.
Yeah, and this is... Well, and so this is...
So they tied an inner tube from a boat behind this truck, and he's doing donuts in a parking lot next to these cement benches.
Yeah, how could that possibly go wrong?
So the first thing he does after bringing his daughter to the hospital is to call his lawyer.
Yeah, all right. So
that's that.
Where does he live?
The Couve.
Well, that makes sense.
You know how the gene pool is up there?
I really do. Believe me, I really actually do.
Take a walk to their mall, you'll know. It's a good thing we have that little body of water separating both. We could always pull up the drawbridge someday when you get too bad.
No, we should annex ourselves to keep them from coming in. We ought to raise money for that.
It's a little moat.
Larva's giving me crap this morning saying that I had a... She was offended.
Was this before or after the drive up the frozen mountaintop?
Before or after she almost killed us by sending us... Go that way towards the swaying suspension bridge that says closed. No, she was noting that she was offended on behalf of the people of Vancouver this morning, because apparently Stephen Colbert was doing some crap saying that he was doing some bits. There's some sort of sausage festival that happens in Vancouver apparently every year. And so she was noting that she believes it's unfair that we have an Encyclopedia Portlandia and not like an Encyclopedia Portcuvia or whatever. And so she was, I think you ought to have more things investigating the culture of Portland or of Vancouver. That's not going to happen, by the way. So, well, I give up. I have no idea where this audio went. It's gone. Gone. I'll never be able to find it. All right. Todd the Corpse, I'm looking in your direction. If you can locate that, all of that, that audio, send it my way. Because I think he might have been the guy who sent it to me the first time. All right, here's Tim Riley.
Speaking of Portlandia, the pug, which last year was the second most popular dog in the City of Roses, has taken a tumble back to number 5. Still, the pug is more popular in Portland than around the country. But the rising star this year is the Portland Poodle. It's number 4 in popularity, climbing up 3 notches from last year. Also popular here in the city is the Yorkie. It was number 6 this year. And the most popular breed of all here in the City of Roses.
Wait. Labradoodle.
Close. It is the Labrador Retriever.
All right. Well, see, I was half right with there. The Labradoodle is that. If you could buy stock in dogs, that's the dog you want to be buying it right now, because it's everybody. The people are going to be. That's the dog that people are going to be into. That's the hip new dog of the future, the Labradoodle.
Meanwhile, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is always traveling somewhere. This time is in Syria. She says it's time for Syria to stop giving out free passes to terrorists to get into Iraq.
An e-ticket.
And Syria sends a signal, that it intends to...
Is it trying to reach out now? There are lots of... I would certainly hope that we would see more than the Syrians simply continuing to allow terrorists to cross their territory.
Who is she talking to?
Some lady.
Somebody somewhere. There was some article this morning that Condoleezza Rice was in Germany.
She has a frequent flyer plan. Right?
She was in Germany talking about the Middle East situation. Talking about, I gotta quit looking for this audio because it's distracting me. But she was in Germany talking about the Middle East situation, because of course nobody has more vested interest in Israel doing well than the country of Germany.
Yeah.
Germans wake up every morning wondering how Israel can live.
We wish them our best.
Just wondering how they can live a peaceful and long existence. It's just those two people, neither of whom live in the Middle East, neither of whom have any residence there, neither of whom are born there. They're just sitting somewhere drinking tea, talking about, you know, what they're going to do. What should we do about Syria? I don't know. Let's go for a walk. There's just a whole lot of nothing going on.
She said no more free passes. So if we were doing the show from Syria, I bet people would go, giving away any free passes to the Middle East today?
Hey, no.
I am a terrorist who's a regular listener.
And let me just tell you this, by the way, that when we were talking about this wee for a wee thing, or don't wee for a wee, or whatever it is, I was like 1 week away from suggesting to Susan Reynolds that we find a way to do the show from Iraq. So that would probably not be approved at this point, but I'm telling you, that would get us some attention. We just do the show from Baghdad? That's funny. That's humor right there. Radio program, Delia Brazza, broadcast from Baghdad for no reason.
We could be in the Green Zone, sponsored by Everybody's Garden Center.
See, I'm telling you, I know what marketers, I know how to market, but no, there's a moratorium now on that. We're going to have to wait a while. All right, here's Tim Riley. Oh, wait, this may be it. Ah, here we go.
Oh, good.
Let's see. I think this is even the nurse calling in saying, hey, hey, it's going to kill somebody.
You are a gamer.
I will be a gamer now. Know it.
Has anybody showed up yet for the contest?
I'm not sure.
We told them to be here by 6 a.m.,
right.
And then at 6 a.m., we're going to rally them all together. Starting at 6:15, they're going to start their drinking their water.
Yes, the water's here. Fester's here. He's going to drink with them.
Oh, good. Fester, did you drink?
There's Fester at the webcam.
How much water do you think you can drink before you have to wee?
There's Fester at the webcam. God, it's just...
We're going to be drinking like...
When I do that, I did like 2 gallons.
Two gallons?
Fester already sounds a little sickly, doesn't he? Fester already kind of sounds like he's not doing so well back there. If Fester's like most of the guys who end up being the sort of giggling dude in the background of some lame morning show, if Fester, Fester is already morbidly obese and probably doesn't smell too good.
Oh, dude.
Can't you get water poisoning and, like, die?
No.
Your body is 98% water. Why can't you take in as much water as you want?
How about you, though, because that poor kid in college.
I know.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, well, he was doing other things.
Maybe we should have researched this.
I don't know.
Before.
I mean, yeah, we never do this before I start doing something. Well, you know, I break out in hives, I'm in an ambulance.
If it gets dangerous for somebody, their body will automatically throw it up. And if you throw up the water, you're out of the contest.
Well, she followed the rules.
Eva?
Yes.
What do you want to say?
I want to say that that those people that are drinking all that water can get sick and possibly die from water intoxication.
No. Yeah, we're aware of that.
I haven't heard that part before. Oh, let's back up and hear that. That's the
big time releases, so we're not responsible.
No, and the best part is when they could die. We're aware of that. Always say that behind the microphone.
Oh, man.
Always get on the air. Make sure that, check your transmitter readings. Make sure that you're at full power.
That water can get sick and possibly die from water intoxication.
Yeah, we're aware of that.
They sign releases, so we're not responsible. It's okay.
And if they get to the point where they have to throw up, then they're going to throw up and they're out of the contest before they die. So that's good, right?
Oh, that's neat. I suppose so.
Yeah. All right. How come you guys
Thanks
didn't do it?
Thanks for looking out, though. We don't want to die.
Oh, okay. Let me ask Carter.
Yeah. They just sort of gloss over it. We don't want to die. Mm-hmm. Next caller.
Dying. We ain't dying.
Hey, Carter, is anybody dying in there?
We got a guy just about to...
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
This has to be fake.
It's not. Todd the Corpse, and by the way, do I know the audience? I said Todd the Corpse.
Who's not an actual corpse, by the way.
He's not
Let's
an actual,
point that out.
Unlike this woman. Yeah. Unlike
this
many
is
of
a
the,
made-up corpse.
Unlike many of Entercom's listeners, not a corpse. But I call out for the audio. Todd the Corpse delivers me the... No, this is
But you've got to back that up a little
real.
Bit.
All right, hold on. Let's see here. All right.
They don't want to die.
Oh, okay. Let me ask Carter.
Yeah.
Crazy listener talk.
We ain't dying.
Hey, Carter, is anybody dying in there?
We got a guy that's just about to die.
But he didn't try hard enough.
Oh, good. Make sure you sign
I like that,
that
we laugh at that. Yeah.
Make sure he signs the release. Get the insurance on that, please.
It's not looking so good.
All right. There's a little caption here that describes each of these clips. So we've heard the wacky setup. We've heard the nurse call in and say, people will die. We've heard the giggling DJs then overlook that. This is, let's see, almost 3 hours later, Jennifer Strange, who's the woman who died, mm-hmm. and the other woman are the only remaining contestants. The DJs offered tickets to a Justin Timberlake concert as a consolation prize. Both women refused.
Down to two people.
Oh! We're down to the final two. Oh, my. Two people puked. One person wants another person puked and got the chain reaction. All right. Now, hey, Carter.
Can't hear you guys. It's chaos in here.
Okay, Carter, listen to me.
Pay attention. This is important.
Carter.
Yeah.
It's down to two people?
Yes.
Let's talk to the final two people.
Okay, hang on a sec.
Yes.
Come over here, ladies.
We'll try to entice them with
Yes,
this.
I got something big.
Yeah. All right. Two women left.
It's two chicks. Hang on a sec.
All right.
Here you go.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Jennifer.
Oh, that's just creepy. That's just unnerving.
Keep playing it.
Who?
Jennifer?
She does sound really smart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Congratulations on making it to the final two.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
I don't have to go pee, but my stomach is, like, really, really full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it all the way back up to your neck?
It looks like I'm pregnant again. It's pretty funny. How I'm kind of entertained.
Where is this? As is Sacramento?
Yeah, Sacramento.
I haven't spent a lot of time in Sacramento. What is the general... How would you say that
it's market 15, I believe.
Really?
It's a good.
I didn't know it was that big.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
I thought Sacramento was like down in the 20s now. I had no idea.
Yeah, I think it is.
So he's going to offer her Justin Timberlake a ticket.
How much longer do you think you could go, Jennifer?
As long as my stomach will continue to let me. I don't know. Maybe a couple more.
She does sound kind of perky.
Who is this, Jennifer?
This is Jennifer.
Jennifer, what's the situation about Justin Timberlake tonight?
I don't...
Now, are they both named Jennifer? Because it sounds like that's a different woman.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll plunge on ahead here. To say, who was the winner's name? We just had, like, all of our news. We played it, and then I immediately forgot it.
Like all the news, I immediately threw it in the trash.
We read it and shredded it. We need a shredder in the new studio.
Lucy Davidson.
All right.
Lucy Davidson.
We need a shredder in the new studio so that we can shred news immediately after we read it so that we can never clarify anything again or find out any corroborative details.
I want the Wii.
You do want...
Yeah. I was tempted. I was really, really tempted, and everyone's going to hate me forever.
I got a pair of tickets, lower level, Justin Timberlake, 2007 Future Sex Love Show Live, Arco Arena, tonight, and I will throw them away if you do not want to take them, or Lucy.
Throw them away.
We're not, trust me, we're not going to throw
them
away.
I'm going to have to say, God, this really sucks. No deal.
Well, that's choosing poorly. About 15 minutes later, let's see. So Jennifer gives up here. And then so it goes on here. And then the contest kind of ends. And I think it actually ended. There's only like...
Did it end with a jingle?
No, I don't believe it did, Tim.
Just wondering.
And with an I quit this bitch. So she eventually gives up. It was like another 3 minutes. So it's like a hands on a hard body thing where she eventually kind of taps out and she's like, well, I've had enough of this water. And then the other woman wins and goes home and then inexplicably lives. So there you go. So there's several things there that nobody's going to be happy about unless you're a lawyer. There's the, there's that audio. Yeah, it's like 5 minutes. I'll stick that on the website. God, just giggling nitwits. All right. Let's do one more hand and we'll break, and we'll come back with Jim Roop, who is himself in California.
Wow. Maybe he could talk about the snow in Malibu.
It's snowing.
Now, we don't care if people are without power in the Midwest and places that don't matter. I do care about snow on the ground in Malibu.
And that can't happen.
Right.
In the Midwest, what are you going to do?
I mean, people live there, deserve what they get.
You really?
They were given free land. Many of them are relatives of homesteaders. They were told to grow things in dirt. Nobody forced him to move there.
They have that Midwest fair and square through the cunning use of smallpox.
Yes.
So, really, that's if you live in Duluth, really, that's kind of what you get for living in Duluth.
Right.
In Malibu, though, those people are fragile. They don't deal well with that in Malibu. No. Life grinds to a halt. Mm-hmm. All right.
Meanwhile, Rosie O'Donnell is now taking on American Idol judges because she's done with Donald, whatever his name is. On today's live ABC Chat Fest, the co-host ripped Simon Cowell, Paula Abdul, and Randy Jackson for their mocking of the less talented and not-so-attractive contestants trying out for the Fox singing competition.
Isn't that what America thinks is entertainment? To make fun of someone's physical appearance? And then when they laugh hysterically at some 3 millionaires, one probably intoxicated?
But doesn't Paula realize...
Yeah, all right. Now, is it somebody...
Now she's taking her first steps to returning to a solo talk show in the next 4 to 6 months.
See, Sarah was telling me that she quit, or that she is quitting, or that she's leaving or something.
Yeah, her contract runs out.
Yeah. So is that the thing?
The network stipulates she must first negotiate with Walt Disney.
So is she...
This story on my website.
Is she leaving The View because of this whole thing? In other words, are they just saying, we prefer not to renew your contract, don't make us fire you? Or did she know she was going to walk, and that's why she just doesn't care? She just has that I don't give a rip kind of a vibe because she knew she was going to walk. And it doesn't really seem that there's a whole lot of people out there clamoring for yet another Rosie O'Donnell talk show, because the last one kind of ate the dust, I think.
Oh, yeah. It was popular for a long time with Housewives. people in Malibu sitting home all day with nothing else to do.
Nothing else to do, trapped in their homes.
Yes.
In Malibu.
These are people we do have to care about.
In Malibu, trapped by the snow, just in time for the house to burn down later in the year. Rick, I knew a lesbian who said she was into Volvos for life as well.
Huh?
We should take a break. Let's break now, shall we? There you go. Thank you. That's a good sound of you. We'll be back after this. CNN radio correspondent Jim Roop. Later on, the Suburban Perspective with Scotty J. More of your phone calls, etc. It's 503-733-2970. Here's Ozzy Osbourne. It's the Rick Emerson Radio Program.